CDC COVID quarantine camp training for total tyranny. That's right. Here's the report.
In July 2020, as America reeled from lockdowns and riots, the CDC quietly published a detailed operational plan for nationwide quarantine facilities targeting those deemed high risk, titled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings. The document outlined forced relocation into isolated, quote, green zones at household, neighborhood, and camp levels. Insider and whistleblowers allege the entire scheme was engineered years earlier as the centerpiece of a Hillary Clinton presidency rollout, a calculated plan to herd the unvaccinated into nationwide concentration-style camps and break them into compliance through isolation, deprivation, and psychological pressure. Essentially, dissenters funneled into concentration camps.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
The official document may have surfaced under Trump, but the original intent, according to those connecting the dots, was a far darker permanent medical tyranny ready to be unleashed the moment the right administration took power.
Get vaccinated.
The most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays is to get your updated COVID vaccine. And if you get it now, you'll be protected in time for winter holiday gatherings.
President Biden has again tested positive for COVID-19 and is back in isolation. Just last week, the president tested positive for the virus. He experienced mild symptoms and was treated with Paxlovid.
As the unelected Bill Gates and his bloated private influence in high-level government briefings steered the policy.
The presence of social media plus a pandemic is a combination that's never been tried before. And, you know, nobody would have predicted that I and Dr. Fauci would be so prominent in, you know, really kind of evil theories about, you know, did we create the pandemic? Are we trying to profit from it? And on and on. And so, you know, I'm very surprised by that. I hope it goes away. I hope it doesn't hold back, you know, mask wearing or seeking out vaccines.
Despite claims it was a humanitarian project, the language mapped a scalable system of containment with zero precedent, going far beyond the temporary measures Americans actually endured, revealing an institutional willingness to warehouse American citizens under the banner of public health. The document detailed community buildings with a single entry point for meager food and supplies, zero free movement in or out, 2-meter distancing even from visitors, a complete ban on religious services, dedicated monitors watching every move for, quote, compliance and, quote, stigma, and cold contingency plans to stop the inevitable suicides. Authorities planned for community backlash and potential violence if people resisted after their freedom was sidelined for supposed safety. America was just inches away from permanent medical concentration camps. The original trajectory would have gone from prolonged restrictions to mandatory measures, all while the Mockingbird media cheered it on. The document stands as stark evidence that COVID-era controls were designed to be far more sweeping and enduring than what ultimately materialized, raising enduring questions about the CDC's institutional mindset and the thin line between safety and the mad leap.
All right, hit pause. Towards totality. The report goes on from here. It's so powerful. I got to give it a powerful headline. Did you know the COVID tyrants have set up concentration camps worldwide for their next planned pandemic? We got to get the word out and stop them. Something like that, because that's what we're dealing with.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision. and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, that report was so powerful. Some stations don't carry the first five of every hour. But I just aired John Bowne's report that's up at alexjoneslive.com. And let's put the headline back up. It's not that Bowne's headline's bad. It's that the report is so hardcore and so serious that I was sitting there during the break talking to the crew about posting it to X and to Rumble, and I said, I can't come up with a headline powerful enough. I mean, Bowne report, CDC COVID quarantine camp tyranny. Did you know it's on the books to lock us down, forcibly inject us at the federal and state level in states like New York, but federally? It needs to be repealed. And the same damn laws were passed by Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Europe, Canada. It's all standardized, folks. It's all standardized. Now, to Trump's credit, he didn't pass that stuff when he was in. Biden did it. But Bowne shows the laws, goes over it. Kind of an important report. And then we got another report that McBreen just put out, because you notice they're back with new pandemics they want. They're back with more mRNA shots. They've put in a new CDC director that thinks we should all be forcibly injected and says every shot's totally safe, blah, blah, blah. Covered it in the first hour. The point is they're back. That's why we got to keep hammering this. You know how many lives we saved? On the street, I went to Hawaii vacation for 8 days. And then took care of some family stuff for a few days when I got back. But the point is that I got mobbed by people, black, white, Asian, young, old, you name it, who were like, thank you for saving so many and are in the COVID tyranny. Thank you. I was going to take the shot, but I didn't. Or I was in the military and you gave us the support we needed. A bunch of us said no. And I would look at them and I'd say, thank me. We're all in this together. They want to forcibly inject me. They want to lock me down. They want to bring in a global medical ID under the UN and Bill Gates. I mean, you understand, I got to wake up as many people as I can for me. For me. And by the way, I don't say that to go, oh, look, I'm selfish for me, me, me. I have empathy. I generally care about other people. But you know why you have empathy? When you're driving down the road at 50 miles an hour and a homeless person walks out in front of a truck and you see them smashed bloody everywhere and you pull over to render aid and they're taking their last breaths, and you sit there till the ambulances get there and tell the cops what you saw. Three times I've seen people die on the highway. And every time you're just like, go over and try to help them. And, and I don't care. And by the way, I've never seen this, thank God, but I've talked to firemen and police. No matter how tough they are, when they see little smashed kids, they start puking. They almost puke just remembering this. First, his head was all completely cut up, blood squirted out. I knew him. Was a high schooler older than me. I'm almost about to throw up. Sorry. And you know why you have that? Because you like living, folks. I'm sorry. I've seen a deer hit and splattered everywhere. I didn't feel bad. I mean, I'm not glad I got killed, but it's a deer. I genetically see humans getting smashed and blood spraying everywhere. I don't like it because I know I have empathy, you see. But that's a spiritual thing, too. It's ingrained. You can intellectually think, why do you have that feeling? Why do you think when one person throws up, other people do? It's like a genetic thing. Well, if they're throwing up, they must have eaten something bad. I probably ate the same thing. It's a communal tribal thing. I'm going to puke, too. And when you look at Fauci and the globalists, we ought to all be puking. Like rejecting him, like you make me want to throw up. What do we say about something really gross, really bad, really sick? Makes you want to puke. And I think about nuclear war and the fact that the Russians have convinced themselves they can have one and they're ready for it now. I mean, they're getting the triggers ready. That, and they're like, eh. Putin, Medvedev, they just had their top broadcaster on. That guy's smart as hell. As eloquent as I am, or more so in English, second language. That guy's famous. He used to come live here in the U.S. The point is that they're just like, okay, we're ready to go. They're not playing around, okay? Same thing with the Iranians. When we killed their pope, the Israelis told Trump, you do that, they'll quit. Someone with ROTC level college geopolitical training would know that if you killed their Ayatollah, that made them only get 10 times more pissed and unified their ass. That's why the Israel lobby may kill Trump, because he's opened the door saying, if I get killed, it's Iran. Then, oh, it's full war, folks. We'll nuke them so quick. The public will go from being anti-war to pro-war. If they blow up Trump or shoot down his airplane or shoot him and say that the Iranians did it. So I'm going to say this now. When all these people at the airport, it happens on Mount Public all the time. The most common thing I get is thank you so much for exposing COVID and exposing how bad it was. And you were right. And you know, we ended up not taking the shot because of it. I had some family that didn't got really sick or died. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you. When's the last time you listened to the show? Well, I see clips on X and here and there. I heard you're off the air. About half people, I go, no, I'm not off the air. I'm at alexjoneslive.com. Same radio stations. They're like, oh, great, I'll tune in. God, I thought you were off the air. Last time I heard 3 months ago. And I don't care about my big audience. I care about reaching people to have the most power we've got to expose these monsters. I mean, I'm not risking my life taking on the deep state and being on Ukraine's enemies hit list and all the rest of it just because I like to be in danger. And you even heard the Russians saying, I don't dislike Trump. You know, we think he means well. He's just not in control. And it's really true. And again, people are like, hey, be easy on Trump. Okay, now he's put in a CDC ad that wants to forcibly inject and legalize and force push all these mRNA shots. You're getting the opposite of what you voted for, and it's getting worse. You just going to sit there and take it? But I'm not willing to just accept nuclear war. I'm not willing to just throw my hands up. But I understand the Russians are the ones looking down the barrel of a gun. And so they're just like, okay, let's do it. But that's because they aren't insulated like we are. Yeah, the average American's against the war, 80%+. That's great. But people aren't serious enough to stop it. I said weeks ago, I said, I'm going to turn the heat up because of this war and them getting the draft ready. And I said, impeach Trump. 25th Amendment, War Powers Act, better pass, better kill this war. You think I wanted to do that? After all I've been persecuted by the Democrats, how evil they are, I don't go vote for them. That doesn't endorse them saying he's going bad on us. It just says that we can't sit here and let him go sideways like this anymore. We can't sit here like we're in some cult and do this. So I'm going to get back to the news and play this new McBreen report that goes great with the Bound report, but they have prepared the camps for the next pandemic, the next lockdown. And then after that, for the rest of your life, you leave your house, your cell phone's with you. It says when you can leave, what days a week you can drive your car. It turns everything into a 15-minute city. And you're like, oh, they'll never do that. Oh, they'll never put kill switches in all the cars. By law, now the law. I told you 25 years ago the smart meters were going to track everything you do in your house. Now they admit it. They got the grid in place, folks, and now they're starting to implement it. So let's get this right. I'm the tail, you're the head and the shoulders and the stomach and the chest and the belly and the back and the legs and everything else, okay? And you're the tail too. Yeah, I'm a leader. I'm kind of the eyes and ears, you could say, instead of the tail. But the point is, I'm just a focal point of this. I'm just a little piece of it, okay? But a focus point. That's why they want me off the air. To destroy me, they think that'll intimidate you. And so we've survived so long, there's this weird paradox. When you've held on for so long, people just kind of get with like, yeah, it came out the CIA targeted him. Yeah, the FBI. Yeah, they did this to his family. Yeah, but you know, he's a tough guy. Because I don't get up here and whine and bitch, and I don't feel like a victim. I feel like a warrior that has been blessed to be kept in the thick of the fight. I quote John Paul Jones all the time, not just, I've not yet begun to fight, when they said surrender and he ended up winning. But he said in his commission, he said, I'll take this commission. But he said, I only want the fastest ships, and I only want to be sent into direct battle. He said, I will not take this commission unless I am guaranteed by the command that I will be given the fastest ship you can get me and that I will be sent directly into battle. And they said, here you go, pal. Knock yourself out. Go attack ships three times your size. Okay, let's go. And you have commissioned me for this fight. And we've got the wins, folks, okay? Use a World War II analogy of a fighter plane, how many things it shot down or ships it sunk, and the whole, both sides of the plane have got shot down planes and sunk ships and blown up trains. Just sticker, 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 sticker. The whole damn fuselage is covered with what we've blown the living snot out of. And it wasn't me doing that. It's all of us. This aircraft has been shot full of holes more than once, though. And we've had a few crash landings, but their ass to Timbuktu. They have got blood in their mouth from us punching their teeth out. We have gouged their eyeballs out. We have smashed their heads on the concrete. We've stomped their guts till they come out the end of their patooties. We got victory written all over us, and they know it. Because if there's one thing I ain't, it's somebody's going to get walked on as somebody's slave. Because it doesn't feel good to bow to evil. It doesn't feel good to bow to bullies. It doesn't feel good. It feels good to risk my life against these people. It feels good to work hard and stand against them. My cells tell me, you're good. Your ancestors, you measure up. We like you. That's what your instincts are, is your ancestors. My ancestors are happy. Their genetics ain't walking around in some pussy. But I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, as much as this dog wants to fight, and I will, I can't do it without your support. So I'm going to just say it again. I swear on my soul that I need more money to hire more hosts and more crew and kick globalist ass and have mobile crews and do better than Infowars ever did. And I swear on my soul that I have just enough money to run this operation and for our legal battles and no extra money. And that frustrates me, and I don't want to spend my time on it. I don't want to spend my energy on it. I just want the vast majority of you that never buy anything at thealexandstore.com to just go and get some t-shirts and go get some methylene blue and get some bovine colostrum and get some Irish sea moss. By the way, it all works really great. It's all really good for you. You're going to love it if you just take it. What do I got to do for you? Wait till they put me in prison or put a couple bullets in me? Oh, I bet there'll be lots of support then. I don't want that to happen. We have proven ourselves, and I'm not even whining, but people get it backwards. Oh, thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for fighting. Oh, God, you were the most vocal person. You were right about COVID. You saved our lives. Thank you. And I just look at them and say, well, thank you. When's the last time you heard the show? Oh, I tuned in 2 days ago. In fact, I could tell you were, you know, and I'm like, okay, great. Next person. Hey, that's great. When's the last time you listened to the show? Well, aren't you off the air? I mean, I still see the clips. Yeah, well, thank you for what? What's the last thing you saw? Well, I saw this thing you talked about, this and that. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm still on the air, alexjoneslive.com. Will you please tune in and will you tell people about it? You bet. Absolutely. Because listen, I get about the shoulder. A lot of them are listening right now. I go, listen, you understand you're all the horsepower in this engine. You understand we can't do this without each other. You understand. Sometimes I'll get, you know, you're just as important as me, right? I mean, how do I get you to understand that here? We can beat these people real easy. 80%+ of the American people don't want these wars. Upwards of 90% want to see Fauci hanging from a rope and Bill Gates. But it's your word of mouth, it's your prayer, and it's your financial support. All you got to do is share the links, the articles, the videos. All you got to do is go to the Alex Show store. And I mean, you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? We scour and look, whatever's the highest rated, whatever has the best studies, whatever's absolutely incredible. You know, I knew about Minbenzidol 20 years ago, not just for antiviral. And because the studies were so fantastical and incredible. And because it was just too good to be true, I never promoted it in a way like some form of weird cowardice of wanting to be the best goody two-shoes and not wanting somebody to call me a snake oil salesman because it's just too good a news. But now because it's in all the U.S. government studies and all the rest of it, now I realize now I'm willing to push it on you when I already knew it was incredible 20 years ago. But see, I don't have cowardice exposing bad guys. I have this weird neurotic cowardice that I've got to be the absolutely right and the very best. And then even if something has the illusion of not being good, because there's a lot of people out there that claim other stuff is this or that when it's not, that I better not do that just because. Yeah, that's why I never got into Bitcoin and all that, even though Max Kaiser tried to give me the equivalent of like $50 billion of it, what it was literally worth later. I couldn't figure out a wallet on the laptop, and he got all pissed off at Bilderberg in like 2009 or whatever it was. It had just come out. He was trying to give me thousands of Bitcoins. And as I learned about over the years, I knew it was real. I knew it was good, but there was all these scams associated with it. So I'm like, well, I just won't get into this because, you know, some people will hear me promote it. I'll be promoting the right thing, but then they'll go out and somebody else will rip them off. That's like saying, I'm not going to promote the Second Amendment because somebody might get a gun and do something wrong with it. You see what I mean? And the reason I tell this story about myself is I know I'm just like you. You're just like my family. Like, well, we better not do this because we might not do a perfect job and we don't have a perfect plan yet. And hey, there ain't time for that no more. So I'll commit to you all this. I've never lied. I've never censored anybody. I've never done that. But I have dialed things back just because it just seems like too over the top. Well, you know what? If something's reality, and I've already had a very low filter, so don't worry. But I've really been praying about this a lot and thinking about it. And I got to consciously every day tell myself, now, Jones, get the filter completely off. Now, the problem is if I do that, then I might get a little out of control. Because, see, when I get mad and go crazy, that's all real, folks. Okay? That's never an act. But then stuff gets a little wild then, doesn't it? Now, it's very entertaining. Everything is just real. But if I do completely get rid of my filter and let the dog out, it's gonna be messy. But at a gut level, a spiritual level, I think that's the time where that's what God's telling me to do. And I'm just like, okay, Holy Spirit, then you better control the flesh here. Because see, I open myself up to really tell you what I think. We'll have the magic moments with Jesus and the Holy Spirit flowing through, but I also got the flesh. Sometimes when that energy's going, I'll veer out of that right lane, or I'll get out of the lane I'm supposed to be into, and I'll go over into caveman, crazy man lane. And then I could even go even further, which I haven't done in a long time, and I could swerve a little too much and go over into Demonville. So imagine you're driving down a highway, you got the Jesus highway here, and you're on fire. But when you're spiritually jacked up and open to that level, everything gets really wild. It starts moving quicker and quicker. And then all of a sudden, you can get over here in Captain Caveman land real quick. Or you can slide on some spiritual ice, and you're spinning out into not a good place. I think some of you know what I'm talking about. Then part of me says, no, I should get like a monk and just totally be calm and get in that mode. And God just says, you should do what I tell you. And that means all of it. The point is I'm going to give you everything I got. I'm going to leave it all on the field, 1,000,000,000%. And I want to do this. I want to fight for you as hard as I can. But I'm like a missile full of cluster bombs to blow up the enemy. And there's not enough fuel in the rocket to shoot me 5 miles to blow up the enemy base. I mean, I got the main headquarters. This is an analogy. I don't mean literally. This is not a violent statement. I mean, it's an analogy. We got the enemy headquarters dialed in. Their main brass is meeting. I'm the warhead. Got the missile tube. And I'm just like, fuel me, fuel me, fuel me. And it's like, sorry, we got enough fuel for you to go a mile. Okay, find me a secondary target. Okay, there's an enemy weapons depot. Let's blow that up. Instead, if I can get 5 miles down the road, I can send this missile right up their butt, right down their chimney, right into the heart of their asses. And they know that. But I need your word of mouth. I need to get more people. I need a chain reaction. And I need more reporters, because this is what's going to happen. The discipline of being live is powerful. And the new big studios and all that are getting ready. And then you bring in more hosts, and you're covering stuff live time with big screens, with live feeds. I'm going to start doing lots of the show standing up and moving stuff around. It's going to be powerful, and other hosts. And then as stuff is live, we're constantly breaking stuff. We're constantly bringing on huge guests. We're going to have debates and forums and just crank it up, baby. But I need your support. And I need you to just go to thealexshowstore.com, because this isn't really a plug right now. I'm kind of just giving you an update on what we want to do and what we're up to and what we're engaged in. But there's nowhere where you can support somebody and get great products at the same time giving your energy, that's what money is, a symbol of your energy, to something that will hurt the bad guys grievously. All right, I'm going to stop plugging and come back with the masses of news. I got this McBreen report I want to play. It's like 3 minutes long. We'll play it when we come out of break. But if you don't take my word for it, because I don't want you to, but if you don't take my advice, the word of the wise is sufficient, and research mabenzidol studies. What is mabenzidol associated with? It's not just anti-parasitic. And what's ivermectin associated with? And you'll read it for yourself, and you'll understand, you'll know why they don't want you to have it. We have the pharmaceutical grade. It's at 1776rx.health. The ivermectin with the mabenzidol, strong. Talk to your physician first before you take it. That's what you're doing when you go to the site. It's telemedicine, 1776rx.health. And it's the smartest thing you can do for an overall detox. And it funds its operation. It's that simple. All right. I'm not looking at my stacks of news for lack of news. With 30 minutes left, there's just unbelievable amounts of stuff here. I want to hit Tucker Carlson and Bill's 10-point manifesto amid third-party speculation. What do I bottom line think about this? Not just what he's saying the manifesto is, I agree with that wholeheartedly, but what is the feasibility of it? I'll give you my take. We'll also get into more of this AI news that just broke. We've also got some really big news dealing with Iran that just broke. Oh, and I mentioned this. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. This would take... Oh, oops. I may have to hit this tomorrow because... I mean, I'll do a special report on this there on the show. The Zorro Ranch cover-up. People always think I know everything. I don't. Who was it? Aristotle said, I know that I know nothing. People that tell you that know a lot more than people that tell you they know everything. I mean, I knew there was a cover-up at Zorro Ranch, but now we've got the full depths of it, or let's say some of the depth of it. It is bad, folks. I mean, total takeover by good old Todd Blanch. So, we got that coming up. So, we'll come in with the McBreen thing, and then I said I'd do this. We'll do the Zorro Ranch, and then if I have to, I'll just shoot a bunch of special reports because I got to get to all this other stuff. Got to do it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to devastate the globalist. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to thank those that have prayed for the broadcast. And I just want to encourage those of you on the fence, it's really self-harm. If you care about freedom and hate the globalists not supporting us, I mean, it really is insane. Victory's within our hands here. We have torn the living hell out of the globalists, and I need to do more of it, but I can't do it without your support. Rebuild us, energize us. Humbly, I ask for your support now. Don't wait. Control your destiny. Take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fight for our sovereignty, which to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This you know, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission, you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key to sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
I like them shirts, y'all.
Can you believe it? It's the girls from our shirts, Cletus.
Yeehaw! Look at that! Hell yeah!
We match!
I think they liked us. We should go back.
AlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for exclusive deals and products. Visit the site now and save big.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
You've been...
down in Texas. People just going to make things 100 times worse. You were designed to fight tyranny. You were designed to overcome it. This is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's a quick McBreen piece. Saluting the purebloods, the unvaccinated, that's not even accurate, it's not a vaccine, the mutagenic death weapon. And just knowing they're coming back again and we got to keep hammering and press the attack to save our children, ourselves, and the future. Here's the clip, and then we'll get into Zorro Ranch cover-up.
Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Reality starts here at AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Resist the tyrants. You are the Paul Revere's. Yes, we owe an incredible debt to everyone that stood against the COVID tyranny's lies, that lost their jobs, that were put in jail. My great crew that was there with us during the fights in the first weeks of the lockdowns out there, protesting, Antifa attacking us. We were there. We told the truth. We were right. We've been vindicated. Don't forget it. And remember, you're needed now more than ever. And this broadcast is needed now more than ever. So take action, Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, and the mothership, the new news site, the next phase of the info war, AlexJonesLive.com. All right, so we know there's been a DOJ bipartisan cover-up for now almost 20 years of what was happening with Epstein, the Mossad MI6 CIA operative, and the huge honeypot operation he was running that he took over from Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. He also worked for the former attorney general's dad at the girls' school bar. The emails we have, the millions of them, are so damning. The cannibalism, the sex slavery, the genetic engineering. But Zorro Ranch was the main headquarters in New Mexico. And if you look at satellite photos of it and drone photos, you can see the snorkels that come up around the house and 100 yards out from it or so. Those, you don't have those big concrete breathing vents, air vents, when you, for structures that don't have things under them. And victims, witnesses, people we've had on, confirmed victims, said that they woke up on medical tables underneath the facility and that all sorts of things were being done. They were having their eggs harvested and more. And we know Peter Nygaard did very similar things in the Caribbean as well. He's in prison for that. So we were told the feds went in with cadaver searching dogs and went in with ground penetrating radar. And now we learn none of that was true. The feds did a deal in 2019 when Trump was first in his first administration to let them run the investigation, but that they would then give the state their findings. They haven't done that. So now we've got a newscast on that subject. This is a big deal. New Mexico sues DOJ and Todd Blanche alleging they blocked the Epstein probe. And in the lawsuit I have right here, it's lengthy. You should read it for yourself. We have it posted up on Real Alex Jones on X and also at alexjoneslive.com. This is damning what they did. Very, very important information to continue to expose the Epstein situation that could bring down the entire deep state. And the court of public opinion has already convicted these people of the cover-up. So let's go ahead and go to this newscast and we'll break it down.
There's a new lawsuit now against the DOJ. The state's attorney general is accusing the feds, right, the DOJ led by Todd Blanche, of basically stonewalling the state's investigation into alleged abuse by Jeffrey Epstein at his Zorro Ranch. New suit just in. Remember, we took you to the doorstep of that 10,000-acre ranch back in April. It was once owned by Epstein. It's under new ownership now. At least 10 women say Epstein groomed or abused them at the ranch since the mid-90s for decades. Some were teenagers when they say it happened. Right now, state prosecutors in New Mexico, they're looking into this. They have the only active criminal investigation in the U.S. open into Epstein. It's just them. But the state's attorney general is accusing the feds of refusing to facilitate that investigation of state law crimes because they say the department isn't turning over unredacted Epstein files they need. New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres is our newsmaker today. He's joining us now. Mr. Attorney General, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, you and I have spoken repeatedly over, you know, a period of many months. And one of the things that you've always left on the table is the possibility that you may take legal action against the DOJ if you were not getting the documents that you wanted to see. Now, here we are today. That legal action is upon us here. What specifically do you need from the DOJ that they're not giving you? And why is it, you think, why are they not doing it in your view?
Well, Hallie, fundamentally, we need Todd Blanche and the United States Department of Justice to stop stonewalling this agency. It's been 173 days since we first asked for unredacted access to the complete Epstein files, and we still don't have that access, despite repeated assurances from Mr. Blanche, Jay Clayton, and others that they would cooperate with this investigation and help us move things forward so we could try and hold people accountable here in New Mexico.
Why is it so important for you to get access to these unredacted files?
Well, what we know now from looking at least some of the documents that are available through the Epstein Transparency Act is that Zorro Ranch is referenced more than 13,000 times. The problem is that many of those references are then obscured in terms of being redacted in whole or in part. What that means is that we can't clearly identify potential co-conspirators, witnesses, other evidence or leads that we could develop in terms of furthering our investigation. We have asked for the kind of cooperation that state and federal law enforcement officers and agencies have engaged in for decades. And for whatever reason, Todd Blanche and the Department of Justice simply refuses to cooperate with this ongoing criminal probe here in New Mexico.
Do you believe that the feds have the initial investigative file that the state turned over to the DOJ back in 2019?
I think they have access to not only that information, but a whole range of additional information that would be helpful to advancing the different theories and the potential co-conspirators that my investigators and prosecutors are looking at right now. And so, you know, when there are 13,000 references in the open source files that we know about, and the department hands us back 31 pages of recycled, you know, news clippings and correspondence from our own agency, it's pretty obvious that they're stonewalling and that they're obstructing our requests. We've done everything that they have asked in terms of following their process, following their procedure. And at the end of the day, it just seems like there is no commitment to transparency and cooperation on their part.
And do you blame Todd Blanche for that?
You know, I think this is a collective responsibility at the Department of Justice. I mean, obviously, Mr. Blanche has been sort of at the center of making all of the key and critical decisions, including decisions that led to the mishandling of a private and sensitive information related to Epstein survivors. He certainly now is the acting attorney general, the person responsible, and the person who could, frankly, before this day is out, could, with the stroke of a pen, grant us the access that we've been asking for, direct to the Southern District, direct the attorneys that work in his agency to comply with the request and give us this information. He still refuses to do that. And there is not any clear explanation that I have seen or legal justification for why they are refusing to cooperate.
Well, I can tell you, you say the DOJ is stonewalling. Here's what the DOJ is saying, because they've sent us a statement now on your lawsuit today. I'm going to read it to you. They say that the Epstein Files Transparency Act does not require, and the protective orders in place in the Southern District of New York do not permit, disclosure of victim identifying information carte blanche. And they say that New Mexico, your state, has provided no lawful basis to justify such sweeping disclosures. No lawful basis is what they say, sir. They also say they're available to assist your investigation as consistent with the law. Your response?
Well, I think it's both hypocritical and cowardly for an agency that has evidenced no real commitment to respecting the privacy rights and interests or you know, the basic decency of the Epstein survivors to then hide behind Epstein survivors and use that as some sort of justification for not cooperating with the only active law enforcement investigation in the country. You know, I think if you asked Epstein survivors if they agree with Todd Blanche's decision to stonewall our request for access
they've
to this information,
to
they wouldn't support that. As to, you know, what the legal justification is, we have provided them with ample legal justification and specifics related to our ongoing criminal investigation. They are simply coming up with excuses and procedural excuses to try and shield what is ultimately a policy decision that Todd Blanche has made because he has decided that he is unwilling to cooperate and support this ongoing investigation.
You write that the DOJ's own prosecution memo for the investigation into potential Epstein co-conspirators describes a sexual assault by a woman who was not Ghislaine Maxwell occurring at Zorro Ranch. Mr. Attorney General, do you think at this point that there was another woman facilitating assaults in a similar way to Maxwell?
The truth is we don't know at this point. I mean, it's a possibility, but it's the kind of thing that, you know, we can't get to the bottom of, and we can't get all the answers that we need in the time that we have to sort of resolve this question. If we had access to all the files, we would be in a much better position to answer that question and a whole range of other questions about who is implicated beyond Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. How did this occur? What co-conspirators have yet to be identified? What survivors have yet to be identified? What other witnesses and evidence we could use in building a prosecution here in the state of New Mexico? And so all of these questions would be answered much more easily if we could actually rely on cooperation from the United States Department of Justice.
Last one for you, because, as you know, we spent some time in New Mexico. We spoke with members of the Truth Commission. They have an interim report out today, and what is a parallel investigation is authorized by the legislative branch in your state. They say that they have proposed that the commission and that you, the New Mexico DOJ, coordinate and collaborate when conducting interviews and depositions of victims, witnesses, and others. But they say that the commission and you have been unable to reach an agreement. Why is that? Why have you not come to a deal? Are you willing to collaborate, as they say, coordinate and collaborate with them?
Yeah, we've been engaged in a process with them for the last several months. We've sent them proposed MOUs, and we are waiting for their response to how we can coordinate, particularly engagement with survivors. One of the things that is of paramount interest for us and for our prosecutors is to be able to maintain the integrity of statements that are obtained from survivors, because we want to make sure that those are still viable statements that can be used potentially in a criminal case. We haven't been able to resolve that in terms of developing an MOU, but that's something that we continue to work through, and it's a process that we've been engaged in for quite some time.
Mr. Attorney General, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres, our newsmaker today, thank you so much for your time on what I know is a busy day for you. We really appreciate you being back on the show.
Great. Thank you.
Of course, we should note that Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of recruiting and grooming teenage girls, has denied all wrongdoing.
We thank you for watching.
And then she's in prison for it, though. And the DOJ tells us that there's no human trafficking and nothing happened, and Epstein killed himself, and that the Easter Bunny and Keebler Elves are real. All right. Now, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow, but let's start hitting it now. Last week, when this photo got released by Tucker Carlson via MTG at his main hunting lodge compound, great place, I've been there a few times, of Congressman Massey, former Congressman MTG, and others like Joe Kent, former head of counterterrorism, who I'll be joining in a debate against pro-war, pro-Iran war folks in Dallas coming up Saturday. The rumor was they were preparing an America First third-party run. Now Joe Kent, we have a newscast clip of this we'll play in a moment, has come out and said, indeed, that is the plan and that is what is being set up and being prepared. Now, first off, in general, our system's not set up like a parliamentary system. So if you get a third party, that will tend to just drag from one of the parties, not both. So it could be a spoiler for Republicans. But when you're in this big a crisis, I overall support it, because if the Republicans are ignoring the Tea Party and the populists that had built a beachhead there and were taking control of it, this is a way to get them back and honest to their roots, so they can't just sit there and do unpopular things. Then we lose regardless at the midterms and in the general election coming up. And when you've got people like reportedly in the wings, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., and of course, Tucker, MTG, Joe Kent, Thomas Massey involved, that is a dream team of people. And they're American citizens, and they have a right to launch a third America First party. And so there's not any rumors about this anymore. Tucker has now put out a 10-point manifesto dialing in what they would do with this new America First third party. So let's look at it. There's 10 points. Be fair. The same rules should apply to the presidents, federal agents, and such elites as Jeffrey Epstein, whose impunity, Carlson cast an emblematic of the Epstein class, enriching itself through a corrupt system and being above the law. Number two, sovereignty. Carlson claimed that Israel pushes the U.S. into the Iran war through bribery or threat of both, while describing foreign lobbying corporations and controlling government and high interest debt as forms of slavery. Tomorrow I'll actually read his actual manifesto. This is Axios' breakdown of it. Number three, productive. America should rebuild farming, manufacturing, and craftsmanship while rejecting an economy dominated by finance, real estate, speculation, surveillance systems, and weapons. Number four, beautiful. Carlson argued that the urban planners deliberately uglified, that's declassified, the CIA did, American cities and portrayed brutalist architecture, graffiti, public drug use, and violent crime as deliberate attacks on the public. You know, I'm actually going to go over this tomorrow on air, maybe even today in a special report, and then back up each piece with documents, because it's all true. Number five, be healthy. Carlson embraced RFK Jr.'s food agenda, calling the universal sobriety, and said widespread use of drugs such as Xanax, Adderall, and SSRIs has left Americans half-addled. I agree with that. Number six, be honest. Government officials should be punished for lying to citizens, and most classified records, including JFK assassination, 9/11, should be opened. Number seven, optimistic. Carlson argued that having children is a biological imperative and the foundation of long-term thinking, while blaming aging and childless elites for policies that disregard future generations. Yeah, they're anti-natalist, anti-human, with all the big think tanks pushing for getting rid of people. Number eight, be wise. Schools should teach how the physical world actually works and what he called unchanging facts about human nature, including innate differences between men and women rather than credentials, screens, and technological fads. Number nine, dissent. The U.S. should apologize and pay restitution for killing noncombatants, reverse Trump's Department of War, rebrand, and stop funding allies that commit what Carlson called genocide, citing Israel. Number 10, united. Carlson called for halting immigration until the effects of AI become clear, ending benefits for undocumented immigrants, and making English the sole language of federal documents and ballots. I'll read the actual manifesto either in a special report tonight or tomorrow on air, and I want to go over each point of this and pull up the documents proving that what Tucker said was true. Here's Joe Kent when he went on Piers Morgan yesterday and said, indeed, they are launching this new third-party movement. I'll talk to him personally about it coming up Saturday when I see him in Dallas for the debate, but here it is. It's the Joe Kent report, and it's him with he's on the broadcast with Piers Morgan, and I was saying we're going to play that clip in this segment. If you'd like, I can go to the list and pull it up for you. Or if we run out of time here, I guess we can do that in post. But it's about the Tucker third party run. Here, I'll just read through each one of the clips here on air. We'll get to it, I guess. Number one was Nicholas Hushletler. That's not it. Number two was Glenn Beck. Number three was Tim Pool. Number four was Tucker Carlson's Alliance and Common Good Conversation. Then we've got number five was Moroccan Police. Number six was Chevron. Oh, it's number nine. Okay, here's number nine.
Photograph that emerged over the weekend. And you were in this picture. It was at Tucker Carlson's home. You're in there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, Tucker. What was this? There is word that you're all planning, as Marjorie Taylor Greene put it, a new political movement. What is the movement? Could it be an actual party? What was going on?
You know, things are in the initial phases right now, but there is a growing consensus on, I think, both the right and the left, the people who are sick and tired of the Republican Party. They're sick and tired of the Democrat Party. They want us out of these foolish wars that we're just sitting here talking about right now. Most Americans have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know about Gaza. They don't know about the Straits of Hormuz. They just know that billions of their taxpayer dollars, their blood, their treasure, their sons and their daughters continue to get sent overseas. Our best and brightest get killed, our taxpayer dollars get spent over there, while things continue to decay here in America. And so what we're trying to do is just build a coalition of people who say we're finally going to put America first. We're not going to focus on the next foreign war. We're not going to listen to foreign lobbies like AIPAC and like the Israelis. We're going to focus on the issues that matter here to the American people. And those of us that were there at that table, myself, Tucker, Thomas Massey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and there's others as well. We are, I think, people who were initially were part of the MAGA movement, the Trump Republican Party. But we feel that we.
All right. And his video cuts out there for a moment.
You were frozen right at the end there. Just to be clear, though, before we close things, could this involve establishing a new party?
Look, it certainly could. I mean, if you talk to most Americans out there, they're sick of the Republican Party. They're sick of the Democrat Party. They do want something that actually represents their interests. And again,
yeah, this is definitely, let's fit it down. This is definitely something to inject real ideas back in the Republican Party. Rex Jones is hosting the War Room Live coming up. Please stay with us for that and follow us on X at Alex Jones. And please support us at thealexjonesshow.com. Thank you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.